American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
You know, it's kind of a fresh new start of a cycle.
That's Cameron Maroney. He's Executive Vice President of the Idaho Cattle Association.
You know, we're getting close to our fall, and, you know, people are starting to wean and ship calves. You know, fire's still a concern for us for a while yet until we start getting that fall moisture. But, you know, things are moving forward for fall weaning, and fall calvers will start, you know, here in the next few months. You know, it's kind of a fresh new start of a cycle.
Maroney notes the fire season in the Idaho area.
You know, we've had our fair share of them here, as we always do. You know, our RFPA system has really helped.
And Maroney explains that RFPA system.
It's a Rural Fire Protection Agency. That's where some of our ranchers and public lands ranchers trained for initial attack on fires. And we have 8 of those associations in our state. And, you know, they're right there in those local areas. And they get out and get on those fires quick, whereas it cuts down on some of that time it would take for a unit to be deployed to fight those fires.
And Maroney said those volunteer firefighters are good. They're trained just like the BLM firefighters.
Yeah, or they put them out. They are trained just like the BLM and whatnot. They go through fire school and are trained to fight those fires.
But some of those fires did get away.
We have had some guys that have got burned out this year, as you do every year, but just kind of the way it is with the cool and a lot of moisture this spring. There's a lot of fuel out there, so you know, it's always a concern until those fall rains, the cool down, the fall rains start, mostly, you know, October through May.
Maroney describes the overall contentment of the Idaho cattlemen.
Yeah, there's still a lot of optimism with the Chinese market, you know, and things are fairly stable. As you know, one incident here or there could change that in a heartbeat, but you know, as far as the video sales went, the prices have been good. You know, they're not 2014 prices, but I don't know that we'll see those again.
That's Cameron Maroney, the Executive Vice President of the Idaho Cattle Association. As you know, Hurricane Harvey did a lot of damage to the cattle industry and the cattle in southern Texas. Now Hurricane Irma is taking aim for southern Florida this weekend. Livestock owners there are preparing now. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.